Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The smell was like farts of Satan. Every okay. time I opened the fridge, I wanted to cry. I did get brave enough to taste them, and it was rank.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've decided you can't diet until the Easter eggs are completely gone from the shop, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of myself. Can't stop. Won't stop. I need help.
Are you through all the eggs yet?
No, and I keep buying more.
Oh my God, because they're in the sale?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes, I've got a problem.
Best price, please.
I got cream eggs yesterday for 28p.
Oh.
That was a good one. And then I got three of the, what is it, the orange chocolate bars, you know, God, I can't think what they are now. And then the milky version of it, like with the Smarties in, but the mini
nice.
Egg. Yeah, they were like 50p a bar. So I got a couple of them.
Jesus.
Got a cream egg bar as well. That was like 98p.
Good.
Ridiculous. Didn't need it.
You got a problem.
Easter bunnies.
You got a problem. Big problem. No producer Paul again today. He's finally got the keys to his new house. So he is unpacking gluten-free bread as we speak. And we wish him well. He'll be back next week. But we need to get our first update. And it's from Victoria.
Happy chocolate weekend. I've eaten one entire thing with the chocolate bar. I've had a few cream eggs, a couple of mini eggs. I've had a great time. We also went into town on Saturday where there was a Polish bakery market stall, which, oh my God, let me tell you, just looked absolutely insane. I wanted one of everything. I just took the one donut, which was the size of my head, which was incredible. But I'm very much in my staycation bubble. I'm not on a diet. I've not logged a single calorie. I don't really care at the moment, but I do care. That is the problem. Things are getting tighter again, I'm feeling sluggish, my sleep isn't as good, all of those things that come with not eating well and looking after yourself, but it's still not enough for me to do something about it. But I have got something in mind, and I've actually seen quite a few people do this. I don't know if I am going to be able to do it. I don't know if I'm the sort of person that can stick to it. But then I think, well, I ran a 10K, I stuck to that, I can do this.
Well, that is true.
Oh, God.
Well, that was the old you.
That was me yesterday before I bought all the extra Easter egg goodies.
What has happened?
I don't know.
What's the matter, darling?
I don't know.
Come and sit on my therapy couch.
I cannot stop. But I'm like, I'm sick of it, but I still cannot stop. It's just there. I see it. I want it. I'll have it.
But here's the thing. You've mentioned like feeling low energy, sluggish.
Oh, you feel shit. I had a headache all day yesterday because I ate that much chocolate and not proper food.
And you still want to do it again?
And I still just
can't. Oh, no.
I know. I need to.
When you get to my age,
yeah,
genuinely, and your body starts to fail you. Sorry to anybody who's below me. It will happen. You do start to go, oh no, I got to have something healthy, because I can tell immediately now.
When you haven't.
When I haven't. And now I look at white bread.
Oh yes.
And don't want it.
Thing is though, I feel like as I know that that is to come in my life, I should make the most of it now.
Well, I mean,
just carry on.
Definitely an angle. You're absolutely right.
But yeah, these donuts that we had as well. So the Polish bakery was in town. And oh my God, they were just massive. Size of your head, big. And you would expect them to be really sickly, but they were just like, it was almost bread-like. We're filled with like raspberry jam and beautiful. So I had one of them, obviously.
Beautiful.
Easter weekend, why not? Donuts.
Happy Polish day.
yeah, and obviously lots of chocolate, lots of hot cross buns, obviously. So yeah, I've had a great week.
Oh God. Have you been on the scales?
Been on the scales, dreading it, genuinely dreading it. And I've mentioned this before, but this would have been...
But dreading it even though you've not got a consultant peering over your shoulder.
Well, that's the thing. Like years ago, this would have been one of those weeks, and I've said it many times, that I wouldn't go to group. Mm. It was that bad. And I think as well, and I hate to admit it, but he's not here, it's fine. You know, not having Producer Ball here... I feel like I don't
It's
have
like to. A holiday.
It is sort of.
I mean, it's definitely a holiday like, with our attitude.
I feel like, oh, he's not going to say anything. He's not going to give me a dirty look. He's not going to say something shitty to me. No, he doesn't at all.
But you want to let that go because I could give a zero shits about his dirty looks. Or whatever.
I know, but I feel like, oh, it's not our norm at the moment.
I know. It's
so
weird,
it's like, oh, it's okay. So yeah, I did step on the scales.
And?
I've lost a pound.
Oh my God.
I know. But again, he's not here. I can say it. Last week was Star Week and I do bloat.
Yeah.
So I do think a lot had to do with that as well. But I shouldn't have lost a pound. No way. Not with how much I've eaten.
Yeah, but...
We've had like a full English breakfast as well. We went out actually for some food on Friday.
But what's happened is though, have you just eaten less this week than you did last week, even though it's still been shit
loads? Had an Indian takeaway Thursday, which we had on Friday. We had a Chinese takeaway last night. Went out for food Friday.
I'm scared it's going to catch up on you next week.
Yeah, I think it might do.
I'm scared.
But I've got a plan.
Okay.
Okay, so I have this plan and I've seen a lot of influencers maybe do this. So it's called the 75 hard challenge.
Okay. So I don't like the word hard.
No, I know. But there's, well, I'll tell you more.
Okay.
So it says follow a diet with no cheat meals and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Drink 1 gallon of water a day.
Okay, I don't know if that's legal.
2 45-minute workouts per day.
Nope.
And one must be outside. Read 10 pages of a non-fiction reading book per day.
Yes.
And then take a progress picture every day.
Okay.
Now, that is a bit too much.
The 2:45 minutes.
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
Well, this is my argument. So, there is also one called the 75 soft.
Yes. Okay.
Which is a lot more up our street.
Now we're in.
Okay. So,
now we're in.
Eat well and only drink alcohol during social occasions.
Okay.
Fine. Drink 3 litres of water per day. That's better.
Fine.
Still a lot. I mean, I pee a lot anyway, let alone with that.
I think you need to check on what legally, how much water you should
legally.
Have. No, because comes a time
medically.
When you actually medically, it's not good for you. So can we all check on that before
We'll have a look. Exercise 45 minutes per day and then one active recovery day per week. So you've only got to do one 45-minute session.
Well, and what sort of exercise?
I don't think it really matters. I think as long as you get your heart going, because you're walking.
Because you know I go to the gym.
Do you?
Yeah, twice now.
Oh, well
twice
done.
This year. I can't do more than half an hour. I'm bored.
Okay.
I'm too bored.
Maybe that includes your warm up, warm down and whatever.
Don't do that.
Okay. 10 pages of reading any book per day.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to take any progress pictures. Now, I feel like that is not crazy.
I agree.
And I feel like I could do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know when I'm going to start it, though.
Well, what's in your way this week?
My big... girls night out on Saturday.
Oh, is that Saturday?
Yeah, it's my first night out in about 2.5 years, so I'm not giving a shit then.
Yeah, no.
And
not,
obviously,
nor should you.
Be hungover to fuck Sunday.
And we know what you do when you're hungover.
I eat a lot.
Yes.
And then my birthday Wednesday.
Yes.
So that's kind of all next week, birthday week. So maybe next weekend. I don't know. But I'm excited for when I get to it.
You're like my boyfriend stopping smoking. He is going to. Not yet. Not yet. Absolutely going to. But not yet. Not this week.
But I do feel like that's a good one. And 75 days, that's quite a long time though, isn't it, every day?
It's just the 45.
Like 3 months?
It's 45 minutes of exercise a day. I need to really build up to
that. I don't think though, maybe that doesn't have to be in one go.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe you could split that out.
Yeah.
Which isn't as bad, because I do a lot of walking with Ethan. I mean, the other day, it was horrible weather. We didn't go out at all, but we were just, like, playing around the house. I'd done 10,000 steps just in the house.
Just looking after him.
Yeah, just running around after him. And I think, That counts.
Okay, so you will do this at some stage?
At some stage, within the next couple of weeks, I will start.
Can everybody remind Victoria, please?
I think there'll be a few people out there that will want to do
join
it.
You.
Let's just do it. A few of us get together.
If it's convenient,
we'll do it.
When you start, I will too, if it's convenient.
All right, we'll go back and forth on a few dates and then we'll decide what the words for everyone that wants to do it, and we'll start then.
Well, listen, well done on losing a pound.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It's crazy to say. It doesn't feel right, does it?
No, but you got to take it.
I'm telling you.
I saw some people on my Slimming Club page go, I only lost a pound and a half. You lost a pound and a half on Easter weekend.
Chocolate weekend.
But also, if I lost a pound and a half any time,
you'd be happy.
I really would. Yeah. Because it's so easy not to.
I wasn't expecting it at all. Because last week I went into the stone bracket that I started in.
Oh, it's not fair. Don't get me wrong. It's not fucking fair, darling.
And then this morning I was like, didn't think I'd see that number quite so soon.
Yeah, well, we're laughing and I'm your friend, so I'm thrilled for you. But there'll be people listening now through going, for fuck's sake. And rightly so.
It's the bloat. It's the bloat.
It's the bloat, and you've lost the bloat, and we're back to it.
Technically a whoosh.
Whooshes do exist. Let's find an excuse then. If you're off to your Slimming Club this week and you need an excuse of the week, Sarah Burchett has sent one in.
Yep. She says, remember me telling you about my cute new dog?
I do.
Well,
so cute.
We've had him for 4 weeks now and I still can't get back on track. Yes, we are somewhat sleep deprived, but it is getting better. He's a lot of work for me as I have arthritis. I've had two hip replacements when I was in my 30s.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm in my 40s. They are playing up quite a lot too. So those are my excuses for eating Snickers for breakfast, a bar of dairy milk for lunch, and takeout for tea. However, I've only gained 2 pounds in the last 4 weeks of non-stop eating. So I guess I'm lucky.
You are lucky. That is good. Blame a dog. So there's an excuse. I've got a new dog. That's one excuse. I've had new hips.
Ten years ago, still an excuse.
Still playing up all excuses. Keep your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. And of course, we got more for you than this episode as well. Over 180 bonus episodes on our Patreon. They're called Extra Portions. If you sign up and support us, it does help keep the podcast going. So thank you to those that have. It's on our Patreon page. And if you join at any time in April, you get a free new sticker revealed on our social media on Monday. And it is so good.
Love it. And everyone's gone crazy for it as well, which we love to see.
The hype is so up there. The sticker is
Future Skinny Bitch. Starting Monday.
Starting Monday in smaller prints. Of course, next Monday, because this one was a bank holiday, just gone. Future Skinny Bitch sticker.
Love it.
It's so good, because we all are.
We are.
It's
coming. We don't know when, but it is.
You get that as part of your membership if you join Patreon in April. They're also available to buy from our Etsy store. We think it's our best one yet.
I don't know how he's going to keep doing this, because he keeps topping himself each month.
And he loves the praise.
It does, yeah. Which is fine. It is justified. He's doing well.
And I'm glad it's happened when he's not here.
Somebody commented saying, boy done good.
Yeah. Let's not let him see those. But producer Paul will have another one for us in May. Etsy or Patreon membership, up to you. If you are a member of Patreon, you get access to our weight loss certificates as well. Sent loads of those out over the weekend. A special gain certificate if you've had a good holiday. We don't care either way, as long as you've had a good time.
Absolutely.
All good. Weight loss certificates this week go to these lovely Patreon members.
We've got Natasha McSkimming and Zoe Whitehouse, who've lost half a stone.
Hurrah.
Elle Stanley, Fiona Simpson and Terry Scarborough on their 1.5 stone. And Trisha on her 2 stone.
Jeez.
Love it. Well done.
It's so
well done,
good.
Girls.
You can also be part of a £100 draw as well each month. We give spot prizes away. It's all happening. If you want to join this month and immediately get your Future Skinny Bitch sticker, it's £4 a month. Sign up on the Patreon app or patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's get some of your Easter messages.
Phil Joy says, after getting an Easter egg off the wife's parents and then a giant one off my mum, I can say that the weekend is ruined. So I went in search for the cream egg liqueur.
Mm-mm.
Got told it was sold out, but then I spotted one dumped in a different aisle.
Oh my God, it's fate when that happens.
And I've been trying all the supermarket hot cross buns and worked out that there are only two left to try. So I bought them too. Oh, and then I made some hot cross scones.
Oh my God.
It's all work for me.
It's all been work, Phil.
Great.
Poor you. What an Easter. Rachel Bamford says, I'm going into Easter weekend a stone bracket lower. It's taken a year, but 2 stone, 4.5 pounds down. Over 3 different stone brackets.
Brilliant.
As well. Well, bloody done.
Vicky Lormier says, I can't stop eating hot cross buns.
She is you.
She is me. I was meant to be in Florida right now, but had to cancel last minute due to my mum being ill.
Oh no.
So I'm comfort eating in hot cross buns. I'd already tried every single flavour as I was going to be away for Easter, but now I'm retrying them.
Well done.
Wow.
Really well done. Sorry about your mum, Vicky, but you are the person that we can say should be knee deep in a hot cross bun.
Oh yeah, calories don't count.
If you're going through that. Did you try any different ones this week or have you gone back over?
No, it's just the cheese ones.
The cheesy ones. Yeah, extreme cheese.
Yeah, and I've frozen some to have at a later date, you know, when I'm having a down day.
Of course. Emma Brettel says, life is all about balance. So I made a mini egg cheesecake whilst listening to the Slimming World podcast.
Boom.
The intention is there.
She'll listen to ours, Emma.
Well, she's obviously listened to ours
first.
Yep. That's the only one left. Well done, well done.
After Joe's guarantee that if you eat, what was it, Joe?
I think it's kimchi, which is fermented vegetables.
Lovely, I think.
It says you'll get a slim waist. It's guaranteed if you eat it every day.
Okay, well, we've had this message in from Sarah Witowski.
Okay.
And she says, let me tell you about the time that I'd made kimchi.
Okay.
I heard all about the good things and I thought, right, this sounds great. I went to a Chinese grocer's to find all of the ingredients. I made it and was super happy with myself. Fast forward 3 or 4 days and let me tell you, the smell was like farts of Satan. Every okay. time I opened the fridge, I wanted to cry. I did get brave enough to taste them and it was rank.
Oh no.
I had to throw it away. I had to throw the jar away that I'd made it in because even though I put it through the dishwasher several times, the smell just never went away.
God.
0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Listen, I will update you later on my kimchi week.
Okay, I'm excited.
Experience. But there are two sides to every story. Joanne Horn has messaged saying, I've just bought kimchi. I'm hoping it will burn my belly fat and shrink my gut. I've just tried some for lunch. And it is delicious.
Oh.
It's got quite a kick, says Joanne. So two sides of kimchi there. And I will update you on mine.
Yeah, maybe it's the difference whether you make it yourself or buy it.
Yes, true. And I bought mine.
Yeah.
From Sainos.
Okay.
So mine was different than the farts of Satan.
Well, we don't know yet.
I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know on this episode. It's on the way. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. If you are a Patreon member, you choose which sticker you want as well. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials at Secret Slim Pod all over the place, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group. That's on Facebook where everybody's chatting about the podcast and their journey. We are on there as well. That's where you need to find us.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right. Right, let's get our next update from me.
The things that have gone slightly wrong for me this week is I went to a steak night where we were specifically invited, right? So I chose steak, dauphinoise potatoes, veggies. That's fine. I chose dauphinoise instead of chips, but I don't actually know if that's a better choice. Who knows? Anyway, I chose that and I chose no dessert. And then the organizer came over and said, oh, but we really want you to try the Bakewell cheesecake. And so, guys, I had no choice. Thumbs up, had no Easter egg because dieting, so didn't want one. But what I have found this week, and I've been doing various things with cheese in, which you are allowed on Slimming World, you know, when you get down to the bottom bit of grating it, I've been eating just that bottom bit. I wonder, it makes me wonder how many extra bits of cheese I am snifling away and not counting. I'm going to leave you with this thought, and this is one of my aims this week, not just this week, but ongoing for the future. Imagine going into a normal shop, buying a dress in a size that you know, and it fits you. And you don't have to think about it. You don't have to take two in for a sizing. You don't have to worry. One day, girls. One day.
I can't even remember what that's like. I can't remember.
God, what a week. Like.
What a week. Yeah, no Easter egg.
I can't believe you actually stuck to that and didn't have one.
You didn't have one.
I mean, I think I ate yours myself, basically. Mm. I ate enough for everybody.
And thank you for taking one for the team, but you still lost weight. I wouldn't have lost weight, let me tell you that, for nothing. And I am very, very keen, if anybody knows, about the dauphinoise potato dilemma.
Bloody love a dauphinoise.
Oh, God, me too. And I actually thought that it was going to be a small portion.
Okay.
But it was. It felt like there were about eight potatoes in there. It was one of the big portions, like creamy.
My mouth
was delicious. It was so good. It was really, really
with
nice.
With steak as well. That's steak. Perfect.
And so I tried to not have chips. I didn't have chips. So I don't know whether I did better with dauphinoise.
Oh, I'd say that was worse.
Dauphinoise.
Yeah, because it's all the dairy, isn't it?
But
it's
there's
all
no
cream.
Fat, though.
It's not cream.
No, I mean, oh, yeah, true. I mean, they're not fried.
I don't think that really matters.
I thought I was doing a good thing.
No, I think you probably would have had a whole pot of cream in there. At least, surely.
Well, it looked like it.
Yeah, there you go.
And it tasted like it.
Yeah.
Well, it was so good.
You've had quite a cheesy week then.
Yeah. Real cheesy. That's probably why I've not been bothered about Easter eggs. I've not been bothered about sweet stuff.
I hate the fact that I think this is correct, but when I was breastfeeding last year and couldn't have dairy, so I couldn't have cheese, I genuinely think that's why I lost all my weight.
Because of you didn't have cheese?
I couldn't have cheese. Didn't have milk, didn't have chocolate, I didn't have anything dairy.
Well, I'm not giving up. I'm not having a life
no,
without
I know.
Cheese.
You don't want that life. But,
I'm not having a life without cheese. It's ridiculous.
You just eating the nubs at the end.
Yeah.
I think they're quite sinful then.
Yeah, and I don't know how many there'll be. Because you just don't want to get round to grating your knuckles, so you have to eat it.
It's true. But when you do measure your cheese, it's not a lot.
No, I grate it smaller now.
Yeah, I do.
So it looks better. So it might, in my head, it's a tenth of what I would put in if I wasn't dieting. That's for sure.
Yeah.
A tenth. kimchi, do you want an update?
I do. Yes, please.
So let me talk you each day. Day one.
Which was? What day was day one?
I don't know if it was the Tuesday when we recorded or the Wednesday. I did chicken rice, and I put it in the rice because it said to do that. Heat it up, put it in the rice. It was fucking horrible.
Oh, no!
And so I threw it in the bin.
You didn't even eat it?
No.
Oh, no.
I ate around it. I ate the rice
and the
chicken.
You couldn't even get through the first meal.
It was awful.
Oh, no.
And I'm not doing it that way. I don't want to suffer and eat really shit.
I don't know why you thought fermented vegetables was ever a good
idea
anyway.
It was in the article when it said just stir it in rice. And I thought, oh, you won't even fucking taste it.
Do you think you put too much in? Do you think you got to build it up slowly?
Mate, I don't know. Well, it's in a bin now, so I'm not even freaking... I didn't go on to day two.
Oh,
and
no.
And I want to apologise if anybody's bought it on the strength of this podcast.
Great.
And then had to bin it.
Do you think next time we should maybe try things before we talk about them?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but yes, we could certainly aim to.
Oh,
it was so horrible. Did not want it.
I was going to say you tried, but you didn't really.
I did.
Well, you didn't.
Meal for one.
Yeah, but you didn't eat the meal.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It was so shit.
Oh, that's not good.
It was. I mean, it smelled all right because it was chili. Mine was a hot one, so it was chili based, but it was just fucking.
Yeah,
wild.
You've not sold it to me.
Yeah, don't do it.
Give me a dauphinoise any day.
Although Joanne, who said it was nice, I'd be interested for her waist measurements.
Find out which brand she got as well.
I did go to get weighed.
Okay.
On Easter Monday.
Yeah, that's good going.
Thank you. On my normal time, I didn't even go in the morning because I didn't want to fake weight.
Okay.
And I lost weight.
Great.
£3.
No way. Oh my God, that's so good.
Because that's my holiday weight, really. I've got 3.5 on, didn't I? So that's the difference.
That's really good for you.
Yeah, it is. Because it normally takes me 18 weeks to get my holiday going off.
That's
good. Yeah.
And you've eaten a lot of cheese. And you've eaten out.
Yeah, I've eaten out.
What a great time. You should have had an Easter egg.
I could have done. You're right. Yeah, I feel thrilled with that.
Brilliant.
Now, this week going forward, the only thing that's... Well, we're afternoon drinking on Friday.
Yeah.
So, and that could mean... I don't know what that means.
That could mean anything, couldn't it?
It could mean anything.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it means.
Is it a work do?
Yeah.
Could mean anything.
It could mean anything. But there are people coming from outside the city.
Okay.
It's essentially we're hosting the afternoon drinks.
Oh, so you've kind of got to be good then.
Yeah, it means I've got to stay out as long as they want me to.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Because I've invited them here,
yeah,
because I'm the instigator of this bash, if I've invited everybody
here... You can't
then
just leave.
I can't go, yeah, it's been lovely to see you for an hour. I'm off now because I'm the host.
Yeah, and you would have got up early that day as well because you do your breakfast show.
I'll be pissed by 1:30.
Brilliant.
Oh,
can't wait for the stories, guys.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that's going to let me down. But I am going to try and have less sins because I feel focused.
But you had such a good, you ate so much last week and you still lost weight.
But I'll tell you why. Because even though I ate so much last week, it was a tenth of what I ate on holiday.
Okay.
So it was lower.
Okay, fine.
So that's why. Yeah. That's why.
Well, it's good.
It's good. It's worked.
Great. Love that for you.
All hail Margaret, as we know. Hashtag... We love you, Marg.
Sure.
This year, we're celebrating NSVs as well. Not just the numbers on the scales. You know we do go to club for that. But there are NSVs, non-scale victories. So we want you to celebrate them. Let's be happy along this journey. We've had another one in.
Yeah, Magenta says, my first ever non-scale victory and my wedding rings have become loose.
Yay!
I've had to take them off in fear of them falling off.
That's a real one for me.
It's like it happened overnight.
Yeah, it's
great.
A real one for me that when jewellery becomes... Especially when your rings become, you really know them.
Mine's like bra straps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can tell when I've lost a bit of weight when they're not pulling quite as much.
Not digging in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I live for those days. Let's hear some of your messages that have come in this week.
Rowena says, looking forward to a new sticker, Easter, then daughter's birthday on the 4th, then boyfriend's on the 9th, and then son's on the 19th, and then I'm back on it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A busy April.
That really is. Not back on it till then. Gonna wait. Catherine Griffith says, I'm absolutely fuming. I put £3 on at Yacht Club this morning, so I decided to drive 2.5 hours on the spur of the moment to get a Bruce.
No way.
Now, these are the cakes we were talking about before holiday.
Yes.
The big Bruce cake. Google it if you can, from a place called Get Baked.
Yeah.
And they are like 13 slices high or something.
Yeah, ridiculous amounts.
In chocolate ganache. You have to get in an online queue every Tuesday or Thursday to buy them.
Mm.
And we've never managed to yet.
Which is why Paul's lovely wife baked us our own and has given us that fix.
Yeah.
So I'm not really so bothered.
Yeah,
now.
It feels like we've tried it.
Yeah, we've done it now.
Anyway, Catherine went to get a Bruce, stood in the queue, because they queue in person as well for these things. And the bloody woman in front of me had the last one. Oh, my
no.
God. I ended up with a slice of lemon meringue, a Bruce cupcake, 4 cookies and 2 slices of brownie, £32 and half a tank of fuel down.
Oh, no.
Unlucky.
Oh.
Good try, though. Good try.
Wow, I love that.
I think you can reserve them online and go pick them up, can't you?
You can do click and collect or something, isn't it? Yeah.
We discussed doing that. We tried to work out how far away it was, if it was worth it. But now we've had our fix, like Victoria says.
Yeah, we're fine now. Marie Hughes says, I listened to this week's pod in Lloret de Mar in Spain.
Oh, Lloret de Mar, beautiful.
Probably completely butchered that. People around the pool thought that there was something wrong with me, laughing away to myself. Mm. We all need to get back on track badly.
That is what she got from last week's podcast, and you are correct.
For me, that's when the kids go back to school on the 8th.
So she does need to get back on track badly, but not till the 8th.
That's fine. I'm not sure what my date is. It won't be the 8th, but sometime in April.
Victoria is, as you've heard earlier, is very much unconfirmed at this stage. Right, let's end on this one. And this is a message I got in after going on Insta stories and bragging about making chicken, veg and rice instead of going off plan. Yeah. I think Matt was having a cheese and ham toastie at the time, and I could smell the cheese bubbling away in the toastie machine.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And I had chicken and fucking rice.
Boring. Was that your fermented vegetable
rice? It wasn't the fermented vegetable day, but I'm still on chicken and rice. I had a message in from Lynn Luby Morris, who says, apart from the soy sauce, that's my dog's go-to when they have the squirt.
Oh, Jim.
Ah,
wow, great.
Anyway... Lovely. My toilet habits have been fine. Thank you very much. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Well done. Slimmer of the week. I will claim it. £3.
Yeah, I know, but it would have been nice if I'd have said, Joe, you're you know.
I mean, say it if you want.
Joe, well done on your £3.5 loss.
£3. I don't want to take full credit.
£3.
£3.
Your slimmer of the week.
Thank you. God. And I claim it myself. Sometimes in life, guys, you just got to grab it. And that's what I did. We'll be back Monday for Patreon members. Back here on Tuesday and Thursday as well. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in the game.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.